está muerto de hambre.
Una limosna para este pobre viejo. Una limosna para este pobre viejo. Que ha dejado hijo, que ha dejado hijo para el año nuevo.
Ya llegó el viejo muriéndose de risa. Ya llegó el viejo muriéndose de risa. Dilates con la canasta de los cacahuates.
Te confites y canelones a los muchachos que son muy tragones.
Ándale negro, no te dilates con la canasta de los cacahuates.
Te confites y canelones a los muchachos que son muy tragones.
Ándale toro, no te dilates con la canasta de los cacahuates.
Te confites y canelones a los muchachos que son muy tragones.
Ándale yo sé, no te dilates con la canasta de los cacahuates.
Te confites y canelones a los muchachos que son muy tragones.
Anda Fernando, no te dilates con la canasta de los cacahuates.
Te confites y canelones a los muchachos que son muy tragones.
Órale Armando, no te dilates con la canasta de los cacahuates.
Te confites y canelones a los muchachos que son muy tragones.
Ándale Jorge, no te dilates con la canasta de los cacahuates.
Te confites y canelones a los muchachos que son muy tragones.
Ándale Manny, no te dilates con la canasta de los cacahuates.
Te confites y canelones a los muchachos que son muy tragones.
Thank you. están escuchando Tiempo Latino en las ondas de CKUT 90.3 FM, hoy presentando una edición especial. Que lo disfruten.
You are listening to Latin Time on CKUT 90.3 FM, this time featuring a special musical edition. Enjoy it.
Hace algunos años, la esencia de la Navidad estaba en el compartir con la familia y la celebración del nacimiento de Jesucristo, pero con el paso de los años y los avances tecnológicos, han hecho de esta fecha un momento para el derroche y el consumo. Al menos unos 100 países de los más de 200 existentes celebran en el último mes del año la Navidad, una época de tradición familiar, de encuentro, reconciliación, peticiones de paz, amor y prosperidad, que surgió para conmemorar el nacimiento de Jesucristo o la llegada del Niño Dios. El modelo capitalista imperante en el mundo ha transformado lo religioso y espiritual para que la vanidad salga a relucir. El gran bombardeo publicitario comienza más de un mes antes de que llegue la Navidad, en donde los comerciantes utilizan y potencializan sus campañas publicitarias o promociones tan atractivas que a muchos se les hace imposible caer en la trampa del consumismo. El cerebro humano es entonces sugestionado para que asocie la Navidad con felicidad, regalos, fiestas, colores, luces y un sinfín de cosas alegres, mas sin embargo en el mundo hay millones de personas que no pueden ser parte de estas celebraciones tan marcadas por el consumismo. El gasto de las familias alrededor del mundo se dispara con la llegada de esta fecha, aun cuando durante 11 meses atrás ha sido común escuchar a las personas quejarse de los precios de los productos en el mercado. Sin embargo, en Navidad, estas quejas quedan a un lado y las calles y centros comerciales se llenan de individuos ansiosos de comprar hasta lo que no necesitan, sin tomar en cuenta que en esta época las mercancías son aún más costosas. La fiebre de la Navidad puede incluso arrastrar a muchos al endeudamiento o a la solicitud de adelantos de dinero en sus trabajos. Otra gran cantidad de personas suele recurrir a sus tarjetas de crédito para acarrear estos gastos sobre los cuales sería interesante preguntarse qué tan necesarios son. Por lo general, el común denominador en la decisión de gastar tanto dinero en esta época es el no querer dejar sin regalos a sus familiares y amigos. Gastar una alta suma de dinero en las fiestas navideñas pareciera ser la certificación de amor hacia los hijos, parejas, madres, padres, entre otros. Es apenas normal ver en los comercios rebajas de mercancía, algunas de ellas reales pero otras engañosas. Los comerciantes tienden a subir el precio de los productos y colocar en carteles grandes y llamativos la palabra oferta, pero realmente el consumidor está llevando el artículo al costo real. Tan efectivas son entonces estas estrategias comerciales que estudios en diferentes países como España, Estados Unidos y Colombia revelan que el mes de diciembre se realizan al menos el 50% de las compras de todo el año. Los especialistas opinan que en este periodo del año no compramos productos por necesidad o aún porque estén en oferta, sino por la presión social. El modelo de bienestar de la sociedad actual se basa en la posesión y acumulación de bienes, lo cual sirve de justificación para que prolifere el consumismo entre las personas. Si el objetivo de la vida es tener muchas cosas, la principal actividad que se ve beneficiada es lógicamente el consumo. La principal característica que diferencia el consumo de masas tal y como lo conocemos hoy del consumo tradicional en otras épocas de la historia es el que motiva a las personas a consumir. Si antes se consumía para cubrir necesidades básicas, actualmente la mayor parte de la actividad consumista tiene como objetivo satisfacer los deseos de los consumidores que consideran necesarios los bienes que demandan. Y uno de los rasgos del sistema económico y del consumo actual es que crea necesidades artificiales mediante la constante publicidad y otras técnicas, convencen y atrapan a las personas en el círculo vicioso del consumo, del que es muy complicado salir una vez se ha entrado en él. Y una vez dentro del círculo del consumo, un sinfín de productos, anuncios, ofertas y posibilidades aparecen ante los ojos del individuo que, abrumado por todas esas luces, sonidos e imágenes, se siente incapaz de evitar comprar alguno de los productos que tiene ante él. En definitiva, el fenómeno del consumismo depende cada vez más del deseo que de la necesidad. Pero el consumo actual no solo tiene como objetivo cubrir necesidades o satisfacer deseos, además sirve para distinguir a las personas entre sí, evidenciando aún más el sistema de clases sociales que forma nuestra sociedad hoy en día. Así entonces, en este último mes del año, los regalos deberían ser solo una parte muy mínima de la Navidad, una fiesta que invita a estar en casa y en familia con los niños. Volvamos a nuestras casas, lugares para la familia, y no en la casa del juguete y los regalos. Recuerda que lo material pasa y los buenos momentos perduran para siempre.
Navidad es Navidad, toda la tierra se alegra y se entristece la mar. Marinero, ¿a dónde vas? Deja tus redes y reza. Mira la estrella pasar. Marinero, marinero, haz en tu barca un altar. Marinero, marinero, porque llegó Navidad. Marinero, marinero, haz en tu barca un altar. Marinero, marinero, porque llegó Navidad. Noches blancas de hospital, deja del llanto esta noche, el niño está por llegar. Caminante sin hogar, ven a mi casa esta noche, que mañana Dios dirá. Caminante, caminante, deja tu alforja llena. Caminante, caminante, porque llegó Navidad. Caminante, caminante, deja tu alforja llena. Caminante, caminante, porque llegó Navidad. Ven, soldado,
ya para curar tus heridas, para prestarte la paz. Navidad es Navidad, toda la tierra se alegra y se entristece la mar. Tú que escuchas mi mensaje, haz en tu casa un altar, deja el odio y ven conmigo, porque llegó Navidad. Tú que escuchas mi mensaje, haz en tu casa un altar.
Del gallo los cornos desgarran sus cuerdas y extasiada ante el Cristo que nace, una madre reza por el hijo que fuera de casa sentirá tristeza, y los ojos del hijo de esa noche llorarán con ella.
Thank you.
Esto ha sido todo por hoy. Esta ha sido una edición musical especial de Tiempo Latino, producida por el Taller Latinoamericano de Comunicaciones.
Latin Time was a Latin American Communications Workshop production.
Estuvimos hoy con ustedes.
Our team for this special occasion:
Sergio Martínez,
Daniel Lara,
Rommel Cajavilca en la animación, la técnica y la selección musical. Tiempo Latino estará de regreso el próximo domingo a las 9 de la mañana en CKUT 90.3 FM.
Latin Time will return next Sunday at 9 a.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Manténgase en la sintonía de CKUT. A continuación...
This is Peter Laws in Norman, Oklahoma. On the air since 1987, you're tuned to the International Radio Report, 30 minutes of radio about radio, every Sunday morning on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, and live streaming around the globe at ckut.ca.
Welcome, everyone, to the International Radio Report for Sunday, December the 18th. It is our pre-Christmas show today. We thank you for tuning in to us. We'll have a whole bunch of special previews of Christmas and holiday programming coming up for you on today's show. If you would like to get in touch with us, radioreport@yahoo.com is our email address. Live streaming and archived is available at ckut.ca. International Radio Report is our Facebook group. We have one new member this week. We welcome Bruce to the gang, 868 members, and our YouTube channel where you can catch our show at your leisure. It is youtube.com/@IRR, where we have 744 subscribers. So my name's Sheldon. I'm here with Jill, as we usually are every Sunday. And as I said, to start off the show, we are going to run through a lot of special programming that will be coming up over the next week leading up to Christmas Day next Sunday. We will have a show for you next Sunday, and we hope you'll tune in for that. And we'll be giving you probably some preview material for the New Year's period as well coming up after that. So we should get going right away, though. We have quite a bit of stuff for you. Starting off with an item that just came in to us, hot off the press, for you medium wave DXers out there. We have a DX test that has been organized for Christmas Eve. So these DX tests are organized by the National Radio Club and the International Radio Club of America, which are two medium wave or AM DX clubs out there. And they have a committee that's called the Courtesy Program Committee, where they approach radio stations and ask them to do special test broadcasts, usually in the wee hours of the morning, specifically aimed at DXers out there to see just how well their signal is getting out to different parts of the world. So the test coming up is coming from WCGA on 1100 kilohertz in Woodbine, Georgia. The Courtesy Program Committee of the National Radio Club and the International Radio Club of America are pleased to announce a Christmas Eve DX test for the station. Station owner Wesley Cox explains that WCGA is a daytime-only station that broadcasts a news talk format to the Georgia coast with 10,000 watts. He says, "We sign off at sundown to protect WTAM in Cleveland, Ohio, but we need to do some maintenance on our Harris DX10 transmitter and the audio chain, so we thought, let's do it on Christmas Eve. The station will broadcast test tones, Morse code identifications, long duration 1 kilohertz test tones, and some Christmas music produced by a modular synthesizer. The testing will begin at 12:01 Eastern Time, so that will be 0501 UTC on Saturday morning, December the 24th. So this is common for these DX tests, that they usually use special sounds and Morse code IDs and, you know, usually very unique sounds and music and what have you to help cut through whatever other signals might be on the station. Quite often when you tune some of these, the only thing you might hear is maybe a Morse code ID or some of the sweep tones or things like that. So if you've never done this sort of thing before, you might want to give this one a try. If you're in the Northeast, certainly, well, actually most of the East Coast, eastern half of North America, WTAM in Cleveland is one of the dominant stations on 1100 kilohertz. So this will be a chance to hear something else, probably underneath WTAM Cleveland, but give it a shot. 1201 Eastern Time or 0501 UTC, Saturday morning, December the 24th.
So that's definitely something I'm going to try.
I'll be ready for that one as well. That's not a station I've ever picked up before. And they do have special QSLs. You have to make recordings, though. They want MP3 recordings to prove of what you heard. So it's not just send a reception report saying, yeah, I heard your tones or whatever. You can get all the information. We'll put a link up to this, and you'll see all the details that they're asking for if you want to try to get a QSL from them.
Yeah, and if you don't hear them at home on your radio, well, you can all try the QESDRs that are online.
Yep.
And try to hear it there. And it's kind of fun also to go through the different QESDRs all around the area to see how far and where you can hear it. So there's a special coming up for Christmas, KSKO Alaska on shortwave for Christmas. This is via Paul Walker, McGrath, Alaska. So there'll be a 2 hours of nothing but Christmas tunes December the 23rd. It's extra special because it'll be live worldwide broadcast of KSKO on shortwave. It'll be from 2200 hours to 2400 hours UTC. That's 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. We'll be live across Europe on the 250,000 watts of Spaceline Bulgaria's 5900 kilohertz transmitter, along with the 100 kilowatt WRMI 7570 kilohertz, covering North America, and the 100 kilowatt WRMI 5800 or 5985 covering Latin America. I'm footing the costs out of this on my own pocket just for the heck of it. So he's been doing this a few times in the past. I've been listening to that. It's always fun. And it's fun to see that it's live also. And this one is going to be interesting because we're going to be able to try the Bulgaria transmitter on 5900 kilohertz also. So this is going to be interesting to try both the WRMI and the European transmitter.
Yeah, the KSKO is a domestic medium wave station, AM station in Alaska. I think that's where Paul works, actually.
Yes, yes.
So he's organized that from the station. So I'll give that a shot on December the 23rd. Something that comes up every year, and it was kind of interesting because they're saying most of the people alive on the planet have never heard what we're going to hear this year, which is the King's Christmas message. Queen Elizabeth II has been doing a Christmas message on TV and radio for decades. I mean, she was queen for how many years? So it's been a long time since there's been a king of England. Well, now there is. So King Charles III is set to make his first festive speech to the nation and to the world. As the country's new monarch, King Charles is expected to continue what has become an integral part of Christmas Day for many families in the UK and across the world. It'll be the first time in almost 70 years that a king has delivered the traditional royal Christmas broadcast, said Radio Times in the UK. And it will be the first time in history that a male monarch has delivered a televised Christmas message. King George VI, the last male monarch to sit on the British throne, broadcast his speeches via radio, while Queen Elizabeth II made her festive television debut in 1957, a tradition she maintained until her death earlier this year. It's unlikely we'll know the content of the king's speech until it's delivered, but it is thought Charles will pay tribute to his late mother, as well as reflect on celebrations around her Platinum Jubilee, which took place earlier this year. King Charles will also reportedly follow in his mother's footsteps and pre-record his message ahead of the big day. The message is broadcast at 15:06 UTC on December the 25th, and it is scheduled on BBC World Service at that time, 15:06 UTC, on 9410 via the Oman relay, and 12065 kilohertz via the Singapore relay. And the Christmas message, in fact, will be first heard on the Radio New Zealand Pacific service on December the 25th at 0506 UTC. And that will be on 15720 kilohertz. So you can probably follow it around the world if you wanted to. Yep. And hear it, you know, in different time zones at different times. But that'll be the first airing of it, actually, in New Zealand. And then the main one on BBC at 15:06 UTC.
With the high solar activity that we're having lately, Radio New Zealand is actually making it to North America at that time on 15720. So maybe with a little bit of luck on the propagation side, we can even hear it through North America through the Radio New Zealand transmitters. So there's the CBC that will have radio holiday programming. His Majesty King Charles III delivers its inaugural Christmas message at 11:50 a.m. Eastern on the CBC, the CBC radio. And we'll have posted up the link for the extensive list of CBC radio holiday programming. So check our Facebook group for that link and all the special programming that will be coming up.
Yeah, they'll have several days of special programs, particularly Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, both on Radio 1 and Radio 2. That link that we'll put up also has the TV schedules as well. So if you're in Canada or near a border station, you'll see what special Christmas programming will be on CBC television as well during that period. Now, we have a really nice document that's put together every year by our friend Alan Rowe, who's in Teddington in the UK. He has a document that he puts together of programming from all over the world, holiday broadcasts, his version 2022. He says, I have been collating a list of programs on shortwave over the forthcoming holiday period, covering Saturday, December 17th, through Sunday, January the 1st, 2023. The list includes seasonal and non-seasonal programming. He's issued now a second edition. The first edition was out a couple days ago. Now a second edition is out, and he will keep updating it and redistributing it as more information becomes available. Regular weekly music programming, where no special advanced programming information has been provided, are not included in the list. But he refers people to another list that he puts together called Music on Shortwave, which he's already uploaded in various sites. He says, I hope that you find it useful. Additions and corrections are most welcome. And he wishes everyone a good Christmas and a happy new year. So we will post the link to the PDF document, the latest version of it, up on our Facebook group right after the show today.
Yeah, and if you are interested in programming of all sorts, if you go to the worldofradio.com website, Glenn Hauser's website, there is a link to what is called the Alan Rowe Hit List, which is a very nice list of programming from different media, both on the internet and on shortwave and on the radio in general. So it's really, really nice and lots of information there.
Yeah, we thank Alan for all the work that he does in putting these documents together. And they're always right up to date, and they have just so much information. I'm sure it takes him quite a lot of work to put these together.
So what's happening with our sun? Well, it's very, very active this week. One sunspot in particular, sunspot AR3165, is crackling with M-class solar flares in the past 2 days. 18 M flares. That's a lot of flares. And so there's been a lot of little blackouts here and there on the shortwave bands on the sunlit side of the Earth. Pulses of extreme ultraviolet radiation ionizing the top of the Earth's atmosphere, causing frequent shortwave radio blackouts. So it's continuing because I have an app on my phone, the Space Weather app on my phone, and actually since this morning, it's been popping little notifications that more flares are happening. So sunspot number move up to 140. Our solar flux, 166. The bands, when they are quiet, have been extraordinary this week. And I've been making a lot of ham contacts. Even as I was saying before we started recording, 20-meter band open to South America at 1 a.m., that is pretty special for winter. So a great propagation. But if you want to have and if you want to know if propagation's good, there's only one thing that you got to do is turn on a radio and listen.
This is Amanda Dawn Christie telling you that if you're interested in radio, AM, FM, shortwave, amateur radio, pirate broadcasting, and more, you won't want to miss the International Radio Report every Sunday morning at 10:30 on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and online at ckut.ca.
And we have another, of course, transmission, special transmission for the Christmas holidays. A transmission called Greetings on Board. That will be happening December 24, 2022. So it's a German transmission, and seafarers who spend the Christmas holidays on naval, cargo, and cruise ships will again receive special greetings from home via radio on December the 24th, 2022 from 18 to 21 UTC. On Christmas Eve, Media Broadcast will once again be broadcasting the Greetings on Board program from NDR via shortwave. This means that crews on board can receive the radio broadcast without internet access and away from terrestrial infrastructure. Greetings on Board is a popular traditional program on NDR radio that has been broadcast since Christmas 1953. It brings joy to seafarers around the world with her Christmas greetings from family and friends. In order to be able to broadcast the radio program across the seven seas, Media Broadcast uses its own transmission capacities of its shortwave station in Nauen near Berlin and of partner stations in Issoudun, France, Mosbrunn, Austria, Tashkent, Uzbekistan, and Okeechobee, Florida. With these stations, the target areas of Europe, the North and South Atlantic, and the Indian Ocean can be covered. Greetings on Board is broadcast in the program's NDR Info and NDR Info Special. In addition to shortwave, the program can also be received via FM, DAB+, or DVB-S radio and via the NDR radio app. The schedule for the transmissions, 15770 kHz, from 18 to 21 UTC, that's via WRMI, 100 kilowatts. And this is going to be for Atlantic, Northwest Atlantic. 6030 kilohertz, 18 to 21 UTC. Also, Issoudun, France, 250 kilowatts for the North Atlantic. 13725, 18 to 21 UTC from now in Germany. This is for the South Atlantic. 11650 kilohertz, 18 to 21 UTC from Issoudun, France, 250 kilowatts. This one will be for the South Atlantic, the Indian Ocean, and South Africa. 9740 kilohertz, 18 to 21 UTC from Nauen, Germany. This one will be for the Indian Ocean. And 6080 kilohertz, 18 to 21 UT from Tashkent, Uzbekistan, 100 kilowatts, and that's for Europe. So lots of frequencies to try here to hear this special transmission, which I believe is entirely in German, right?
Yeah, this program is totally in German. As they say, they've been doing this since 1953, but it's a lot of fun. They're reading letters from family members, and it's a really popular show, running for that long and for three full hours as well. And they really have made efforts to cover everybody that's out there at sea in all the different oceans. So you'll have a pretty good chance at picking up some of this somewhere. All of those transmissions, it's all in that one time block, 1800 to 2100 UTC on December the 24th. Next, we move to Sweden, and this is a station we've talked about many times. The SAQ station is scheduled for a Christmas Eve morning transmission, December the 24th. SAQ Grimeton is scheduled to be on the air to send out the traditional Christmas message to the whole world using 200 kilowatt Alexanderson alternator, a machine that's from 1924 on the very low frequency of 17.2 kilohertz, and it will be in CW. They will be running the following schedule, 0800 Central European time. I'll give you the UTC times. 0100 UTC, the transmitter hall at the World Heritage Grimeton will open for visitors. And the transmissions and also a YouTube live stream. The live stream on YouTube will begin at 0725 UTC. At 0730, they'll start up and tune the Alexanderson alternator. And at 800 UTC will be the transmission of the message from SAQ on the 17.2 kilohertz frequency. They're going to do some test transmissions to make sure that everything's working There was one of these tests, one of these broadcasts where they had to cancel because the transmitter broke down or something. So they're going to do tests on December the 23rd, approximately between 1300 Central European time, 1200 UTC, and 1500 UTC. They'll be on the air for shorter periods of time, carrying out some tests and measurements. They'll have live video that can be seen on their YouTube channel. They will accept QSL reports to SAQ as well. You can get eQSLs from them, and there'll be an online QSL form to fill out. And they say, we cannot guarantee that reports by email, mail, or bureau will be confirmed, though. The online form will be open from December the 24th until January the 13th. They'll also have the amateur radio station SK6SAQ operating, and they will be putting out the call and will be listening on 3535 kilohertz and 7035 kilohertz, 14035 kilohertz. Those are all in CW. And in SSB, they'll be on 3755 and 7140. So lots of opportunities to try to tune this in. Yep. And to try to work or hear the amateur radio station as well. Good luck with the 17.2 kilohertz frequency, though, unless you're in an extremely quiet location. Or you may want to go online and try some online SDRs somewhere.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing when you think about it that they're using a such an old transmitter from 1924. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, if you watch the YouTube video, you'll see this. We're not talking your standard transmitter either. Nope. This is like some monstrosity. It's like in several different rooms, and they have all kinds of people working different parts of it. The guy that sends out the CW is really amazing to watch, though. He sends it out pretty quickly, and it's a neat thing to watch. If you can't hear it over the radio, go and check out the YouTube channel. We'll put all the links up for you on the Facebook group.
So we have some special Christmas Day program from Texas Radio Shortwave. So on the 25th of December at 0 hours UTC WRMI on 5950, we'll have a Rocket Radio Gary K's Vintage Vinyl Treasure Chest show. At 01 UTC via WRMI 5950, Rocket Radio Benny Dingo's Christmas Special. 02 UTC, 5950 kilohertz once again, the 2022 Texas Christmas. At 03 UTC via WBCQ 6160, there will be the 2022 Texas Christmas. At 10 hours UTC, that's via channel 292 in Europe on 9670 kilohertz, also a 2022 Texas Christmas. At 12 hours UTC via WRMI on 15770, a 2022 Texas Christmas. And finally, at 1900 hours UTC via channel 292 on 3955, Rocket Radio Gary K's Vintage Vinyl Treasure Chest show will also air. So many frequencies to hear the different programmings from Texas Radio Shortwave, all happening on December the 25th.
All right, so you've got lots of opportunities to tune in to those. Now, these are just some of the broadcasts that you'll find for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. There'll be others that you local stuff on your local radio stations. Yeah. Just tune around the bands. There's always quite a bit of ham activity going on as well during the holidays. So lots of different things for you to listen to. Like Jill always says, turn on the radio, yeah. Tune around and listen. You'll find something to entertain you out there, I'm sure. I remember going back years, I used to like to listen to some of the German. There were some German regional services that used to broadcast on shortwave. Yeah. And they always had these incredible music concerts on the air on shortwave on Christmas Eve from some of the churches and whatever and choirs around Germany. Unfortunately, we don't have that over the radio any longer, but I think you can probably get them on their domestic services again if you go and use some of the SDRs online and check some of the domestic stations or use that website, that great website, Radio Garden, where you can pick stations from all over the world and tune in. And you could follow Christmas Eve and Christmas arriving in all the different time zones of the world by checking out those SDRs and sites like Radio Garden.
Something I came across this week on 6155 kilohertz. I've been staying up pretty late, so at 07 UTC. This is Radio Austria. People think that Radio Austria is totally gone from shortwave. It's actually not totally gone. It still has a couple of hours in German on 6155 and at 06 and 07 UTC. And it had a pretty good signal here. And it was playing actually some kind of classical Christmassy sounding music this week when I was listening. And of course, the transmission is only in German, but they had a lot of music. So it was a fun listen. And it brings back memories of listening to Radio Austria back in the old days of shortwave glory.
Yep, there's. It's always a good time of year to have the radio on and check what's going on out there around the world. So definitely go and check Alan Rowe's list of special programming. We'll have that up on the Facebook group for you, the latest edition of it. And we thank him for all that work that he's done at putting that together for us.
So we have upcoming ham radio contests.
Yeah, there'll be a little bit of activity over the holidays. The first one is a Russian contest, a CW contest, the RAEM contest, 0-100 to 1159 Zulu on December the 25th. It's organized by the Union of Radio Amateurs of Russia. It's 80 through 10 meters, and it's CW only.
There's the DARC Christmas contest, 0830 Zulu to 1059 Zulu, December the 26th. Organized by the Deutsche Amateur Radio Club, bands 80 and 40 meters only. It's SSB and CW.
And finally, another CW event, the SKCC Sprint, 0-100 to 0-200, December the 28th. That's organized by the Straight Key Century Club, 160 meters through 6 meters, and it's CW only.
So lots of stuff to listen to. And go through the ham bands. There's some Christmas happening there, too. I've heard Santa this week. That was actually answering kids on 80 meters, telling them, you know, asking them what they wanted for Christmas. So there's a lot of these little things happening for the Christmas season in the ham bands. Do tune around and check it out.
Always some interesting stuff at this time of the year. So we will be back next week with a Christmas show on Christmas Day. So if you can tune in, we hope you will do that. If you are a CIDX member, we do have a special get-together on Christmas morning. So all of you that are CIDX members already know about that. We hope we'll run into some of you on our Zoom get-together on Christmas morning. And for the rest of you, have a great Christmas. We'll talk to you on Christmas Day, but enjoy the whole week. Enjoy Christmas Eve, and we will talk to you on Christmas morning at the usual time, 15:30 UTC here on CKUT, where there'll also be a lot of special programming going on. So if you're a fan of the station here, you can check out the website, ckut.ca, and find out about the special shows that will be on there as well.
Yeah, and if you want to see Santa, there will be a special Santa edition. That's Santa's is going to replace me at my official shortwave channel live show on December the 24th at 20 hours UTC. So Santa's going to be there. He's going to have some interesting stories of Christmas from some of the radio listeners out there. So that's going to be also something to check out.
Very good. Don't know how you managed to wrangle him into doing the YouTube show at this time of year. It's pretty busy, but
he owes me a couple, so that's why.
There you go. All right. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you on Christmas Day with our next edition of the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
And so we come to the end of today's transmissions from VAU2, the Christmas Island Broadcasting Service. This station is owned and operated by the Administration of the Territory of Christmas Island in the Indian Ocean. VAU2 broadcasts on a frequency of 1422 kilohertz. Following the playing of Advance Australia Fair, the station will close down for this evening to resume programs tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
CKUT, Henry Grimes, and stay tuned for more of the most aesthetic things, feelings in the world.
Stray and step around the heart of